USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese Safety Authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday will dominate the news cycles this week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States seeks a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
One vote ends Benjamin Netanyahu's reign over Israel. Brad Bernards reports.
Naftali Bennett was sworn in as Israel's new prime minister on Sunday after winning a confidence vote with the narrowest of margins, just 60 votes to 59.
He spoke obviously mostly in Hebrew, but he had one phrase in English. He said, "We'll be back soon," referring to his government. He lashed out at his rivals after listing his accomplishments. After more than 12 years in office and 3 years before that, he called the government that's replacing him a weak government, a dangerous government for Israel, and then said only he could stand up to the Biden administration when it comes to building the settlements, when it comes to pushing back against a nuclear agreement with Iran.
CNN's Oren Lieberman. After four elections in 2 years, Bennett's incoming government breaks a long political deadlock and ushers in the most diverse coalition Israel has ever seen, including the first Arab party to serve in the government.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some very wealthy people from around the world have bid on a trip into space. A winner's been announced. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans.
A lost dog has been saved from an icy demise by Russian sailors. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A lost dog was rescued by Russian sailors on an icy mission. The one-year-old puppy named Aika had wandered off from an Arctic Russian town during a walk and turned up stranded on sea ice about a week later. The crew from an icebreaker ship spotted the dog. The sailors led down a ladder, and Aika made her way up, where the rescuers greeted the pooch with open arms and went to work warming up the pup. The dog was reunited with the owner.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.